T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 74 degrees. A man shot 14 people in Toronto, Canada's Greektown neighborhood late Sunday night, leaving one woman dead. Toronto Mayor John Tory says guns are too easily accessible in Toronto.
We have a gun problem in that guns are too readily available to too many people. In fact, the only people that really are supposed to have them are the police and very limited numbers of other people. And that is clearly not the case, and that is a problem that is international, and it's a problem that's domestic. And we clearly have to do more about it.
The shooting left a young girl in critical condition. Police have confirmed that the shooter is dead after exchanging shots with police. One person is dead after a motorcycle crashed into a semi-truck in South Wichita Sunday afternoon in the 5200 block of South Broadway. Authorities say the truck was stopped with its hazard lights on when the motorcycle rear-ended the truck. The identity of the victim has not been released. One person was injured in a house fire early Sunday in East Wichita just after 5 a.m. First responders were called to the 9100 block of East Harry. The victim was found inside the apartment and was hospitalized in critical condition. The fire was quickly brought under control. Cause and damage estimate were not immediately available. A Kansas woman whose convictions in the 2002 shooting deaths of her ex-husband and his fiancé were overturned has lost her bid to have her trial judge removed from the case.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports that a judge on Friday denied the request by Dana Chandler to remove Shawnee County Judge Nancy Parrish from future court hearings in Chandler's case. Shawnee County Judge Teresa Watson issued an order saying Chandler's request fell short of warranting appointment of a new judge. Parrish presided over Chandler's double murder trial and sentenced her to 100 years in prison for the 2002 killings of Michael Sisko and Karen Harkness. But the Kansas Supreme Court in April overturned Chandler's convictions, saying Shawnee County prosecutors falsely claimed that Sisko had taken out a protection from abuse order against Chandler before the killings. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
One person is dead, another injured after a shooting at a church in Nevada Sunday. It happened at a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Fallon. Police Chief Kevin Gaiman, says a suspect attended services there before the shooting.
After the shooting, he left the church on foot and returned to his home. Officers and sheriff's deputies surrounded the home while a hostage negotiator called in.
They convinced the suspect to surrender. Police say it looks to be a targeted shooting. It does not appear to be directed against the church. No motive, no suspect in Houston, where a beloved doctor was shot and killed Friday.
A manhunt continues in Houston for the suspect who shot a renowned doctor in broad daylight. The Houston police chief says the murder of Dr. Mark Housekonect, who once cared for President George H.W. Bush, doesn't make sense, and they don't even have a motive yet. The 65-year-old cardiologist was shot and killed Friday at the Texas Medical Center while he was riding his bike to work. The shooter was on a bike, too, when he fired two shots. Dr. Neil Kleiman worked with Dr. Housekonect for more than 30 years.
Who could have done this? How could this have happened? It's completely unnerving and very much baffling.
Police have released one sketch of the suspect described to be a white or Hispanic 30-year-old man, 5'10", with a slender build. Brian Yenis, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Girl,
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning. Some places still around 2.55, but I'm seeing better prices out there. 2.54 at Hydraulic and MacArthur. Down to 2.53 at Pawnee and Hillside. So some stations coming down just a little bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky across south central Kansas, we've seen a few showers and thunderstorms start to slowly weaken just to our west. Temperatures will likely be in the mid-80s by lunchtime, 91 for the afternoon high. Partly cloudy, 71 overnight. Sunny, 91 again tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. Today is Monday, July 23rd. Not as hot over the weekend in central Kansas as it was last week. Wichita's high temperature Sunday was a mere 91 degrees. Normal high for the date, 93. And I got to tell you, Ted, coming out to go into my car this morning, it felt quite a bit nicer than it did the early mornings last week. It just felt, and it's not that much cooler, if at all. It just feels.
Oh, the last, yeah. last few evenings, just very nice.
Yeah, not as muggy. Not as muggy. It's
very nice.
So I'm taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar right now, and we've had these this area of showers over Kingman County. It's an east-west line. And it's moving generally to the east pretty slowly, but I've been watching it, and the red part of it, which is the heavier rain, kind of disappearing. It's kind of falling apart. As a matter of fact, it's right down near some of it, down to the southwest corner of Sedgwick County. We could see some rain out of that later on today, but the showers in there, now there's a big area out around Dodge City and out to the west, but it's, again, it's moving slowly to the east, kind of collapsing. Some showers up around, well, nope, not much going on in the rest of the state, just cloud cover, it looks like. Pretty good evening last evening. I didn't go out and do anything last evening. I did step outside for a while. You were right.
Boy, it was just super.
It's getting a lot.
Nice little summer evening.
And there's been some evenings here lately when it was just despicable outdoors. Today is Monday, July 23rd, 2018. On this date in 1962, the first public TV transmissions over Telstar 1 took place during a special program featuring live shots beamed from the United States to Europe and vice versa. This was something brand new. I mean, before that, I don't know how we saw anything from Europe, but he saw on film 2 days later. But,
satellites changed all that.
Satellites and the space program. Of course, that was before the manned landing on the moon, but the space program's rolling along, going toward that goal, and all this stuff is coming out of it. Wow. You talk about, that's like when they, it's about the same or nearly the same as when we crossed the continent with a railroad back in 1869.
And now people have little satellite TV dishes on their homes and get their TV from the satellite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. 1962. Swiss police, we have an Austrian family, has a little problem here. Swiss police say an Austrian family allegedly hijacked a taxi, crashed into a parked boat, drove through a hedge, and then plunged off a four-foot-high ledge before trying to escape on foot. Police say the suspects, a married couple and their 10-year-old daughter, are accused of attacking the taxi's 60-year-old driver before stealing his car and driving erratically to nearby town. Police said the 38-year-old father was not in a fit state to drive and had no license. The little girl and the taxi driver were injured and required medical treatment.
Yeah, what's...
Apparently,
what's going on with mom and the girl, then? What's...
Dad may have had a snootful there. And mom and sis just went along for the ride because they couldn't do anything else.
Not good.
All right, 6:14 with Steve and Ted. And you want to talk about the fact that you went to Kansas City over the weekend? You want to talk about that? You went to the Royals game?
Yeah, I went up to the Royals game on Saturday night. What a beautiful night. My gosh.
How was it? And they won three in a row. We'll talk about the Royals in a couple of minutes here.
Amos Otis bobblehead night. Yeah. Amos Otis was there. Cookie Rojas was there. Former Royals manager Whitey Herzog was in the house.
Wow. All the guys from the glory days, I guess, huh?
And Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal was up there with his family.
Did you see him?
Yeah, we met on the concourse, took a picture. So.
Wow. This is like you guys were up, like Wichita link up there. Was that Wichita State night?
That was Friday night, yeah.
And then you had the bobbleheads, huh?
Apparently Gene Stevenson threw out the first pitch night.
Yeah, I saw some video on that. Was Shane up there, Shane Dennis?
Was he?
I have a feeling, I think I saw him on Facebook, that he was there with Gene Stevenson.
How about that?
Wow. So everybody went to Kansas City but me.
And we went to the Evel Knievel Museum.
I saw your T-shirt there. Just examining that T-shirt. How was that? Was it pretty lame? Or
A plus.
Is it A plus?
Yep. 10 out of 10.
Where is it located?
It's just to the little bit on, just to the west, I think, of the Expo Center.
Okay. Near the downtown area then?
Yeah, it's not far.
I'm not that familiar with Topeka, but yeah.
It's not far.
Is it something where there's a lot of signage or anything, or is it just...
Not especially.
Okay.
It's kind of in the lower level of a great old Harley-Davidson dealership that you've seen kind of built out of stone. It's right there on the Expo Center grounds. And, you know, you go into that thinking, well, is this going to be lame or is this going to be great? And it was fantastic.
Really?
They put some money into that thing, and it is really, really well done.
Well, Seth, I'm thinking that he was Evel Knievel actually hailed from Montana or Wyoming.
Yeah, he's from Butte, Montana.
Montana. And why we would have his thing here in Topeka?
Well, it has to do with the connection to the Harley-Davidson dealer. There's some connections there that they explain. But, yeah, when you're going through that, you're sitting there thinking, well, Butte, Montana really missed an opportunity to have this museum there because that's where it should be. But, hey, if it's in Topeka, fine and dandy, and people have access to it now.
Well, is there any signage on the streets? Anything?
Not really.
Just you have to kind of know about it.
You have to kind of know it's there.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds...
But boy, it is. If you have any identification with Evel Knievel or the 1970s, you will love this place.
It's a good 70s museum.
It is just fantastic.
Well, you know, I interviewed Mr. Knievel one time, so it would have been interesting. Seemed like a decent guy. Just, you know, trying to make money by being crazy.
Yeah.
With every bone in his body broken at one time or another.
That's well chronicled.
The kind of stuff that he did now, it looks like it's almost routine. So these kids on bicycles or motorcycles doing flips and all kinds of stuff.
It was certainly a 1970. Yeah, I mean, you can look at something like that as the precursor to what's going on now with X game type stuff.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I would never, ever want to try any of that stuff on a motorcycle or on a bicycle or anyway. He's crazy.
He was jumping over the fountains at Caesar Palace and getting these huge ratings on Wide World of Sports and on TV all the time in the 70s. This is amazing.
Now, they did a movie, and wasn't it George Hamilton that played
it?
They did a
couple of movies. Yeah, one was basically a biography called Evel Knievel. Yeah, George Hamilton played him.
Yeah.
Then a few years later, he kind of played a version of himself in Viva Knievel.
All right.
With, you know, and Lauren Hutton was in one of those. Yeah, it was...
All right.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, you had a good weekend. It's
did have a good weekend.
6:18 with Steve and Ted. Let's go ahead and do Leadoff Sports this morning. And we'll be talking about, I'm sure, the Royals having a pretty good weekend. They haven't had a lot to really celebrate about.
Nope, a pretty rough ending to the first half of the season. The Royals kind of maybe they took the All-Star break to heart and kind of calmed down a little bit. Of course, manager Ned Yost said, hey, go enjoy your 4 days off. Just take a deep breath and come back and compete. And that kind of seems like that's what they did to begin the second half of the season, hosting the Minnesota Twins at Kauffman Stadium. Yesterday's action between these two, the Royals were going for a three-game sweep. They hadn't had a three-game sweep in nearly a year. Ooh. Hadn't had a sweep since last July. But the Royals were trying to get things done yesterday. It was a 2-2 game, bottom of the seventh inning. Backup catcher Drew Butera at the plate.
Two balls, two strikes on Drew. Two out, two on. The pitch. Swing and a little looper into shallow center, and it'll get by the center fielder. Here comes Gordon to score. Escobar being waved around. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Cave made a headlong dive, and it got by him and rolled 100 feet behind him. And here comes Drew to score. It's an inside-the-park home run. A three-run homer for Drew Butera as the ball got by Jake Cave, went all the way to the fence, and Drew's second homer on the year is a huge one, a three-run inside-the-park home run, and the Royals lead it 5-2.
All right, you heard the game yesterday on KFH. Royals won the game 5-3 for the three-game sweep.
Light hitting backup catcher, but, you know.
Yeah, and it was one of those deals where he's just looking for a base hit, try to drive in the go-ahead run.
Yeah, it looked like a nice little line drive out to center.
He got in front of the center fielder, and the Royals took advantage. First inside-the-park home run by a Royals catcher in 27 years.
Walton, probably. No, not Walton. What was the catcher's name?
Would have been the catcher 27 years ago. Early 90s.
What was his first name?
I'm going to guess Mike McFarlane.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Probably McFarlane.
We'll have to check that out.
John Wathen, someone I'm thinking.
John Wathen. Probably a little bit after. That would have been after Wathen's time.
Well, we've got to do some research, don't we?
So the Royals won it 5-3. Nicely done. 3-game sweep for the Royals, and they'll try to keep the winning streak going as the Detroit Tigers now come to Kansas City for the next 3 days. Royals and Tigers, game one of that 3-game series is tonight. Live coverage begins at 6:30, game a little after 7. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Wichita Wingnuts baseball yesterday downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Wingnuts got only 2 hits, and they got only 2 runs. But they won the game 2-0.
Wow.
Because Cleburne only got 2 hits. Wingnuts got a run on a single, an RBI single, and then a solo home run later in the game. The only 2 hits.
Wow.
But they both produced runs, and the Wingnuts went 2-0 for a 3-game winning streak. Wingnuts take 3 out of 4 against Cleburne to finish up the homestand, and now the Wingnuts aren't home for another 3.5 weeks during the National Baseball Congress World Series. So the Wingnuts are a game and a half behind for a playoff spot right now. They have 2 straight off days heading into this long road swing. First time all season long they'll have back-to-back off days. And then head out on the road. So the Wingnuts are getting ready for that. And that's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Do have a couple of birthdays today, a couple of Shocker basketball birthdays. Terrell Benton, 1,000-point scorer for the Shockers, right, turning 38 years old today. And Antoine Carr, one of the Shocker greats of all time, is turning 57 today.
Mm.
Wichita's own Antoine Carr.
You bet.
Wichita Heights High School. Long NBA career, too. Happy birthday to those 2 Shockers. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, it's 6:22 now here with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Are War Memorial crosses in danger? Todd's going to talk about that coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.